So you miss Zman Kriya Shema. Hopefully it's never happened to you, but it's possible you went to 9:30 Shabbos morning minyan, or whatever, you woke up late, you weren't feeling well, you forgot, whatever this excuse is. So how late can you say Kriya Shema? And what about the Birchas Kriya Shema as well? So the Mishnah in Brachos says that if you read the Kriya Shema Mikan Ve'elech after the end of the time, lo hifsid, you don't lose out. Why? You're like a person who's reading from a Torah. Kriya Shema is Psukim in the Torah, obviously. And therefore, you're just laning. What's the big deal? Okay. Says the Rishonim. They debate. Okay, fine. Well, what about the Birchas Kriya Shema? Is that the same or not? So Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Rishonim, including the Rav Haigon, who says, Afal pishes mana nimshach ad sofa shah shwishes, even though the end of Kriya Shema ends at the end of the third hour, im avra shah shwishes, the low kara, if you don't read at that point, kora sober brachos seha, you could read Kriya Shema and with the brachos, call sharavias, you get an extra hour. So in other words, the end of his man tefillah, so around today, probably 10 something. Shu shwish hayom, which is about a third of the day. Ve'ein lo schar kikore bizman. You don't get the same amount of reward. However, v'im avra sharavias, if you miss the fourth hour, v'lo kara, kora, you can continue reading Kriya Shema below birchosel without its brachos, kol hayom. So in other words, you could say Kriya Shema until nightfall, that's totally fine. Any part of the day is fine. It's just like you're laning, not a big deal. But the brachos have to be read by the fourth hour of the day. Fine. Do you have to read Kriya Shema? In other words, you missed the 10:30, let's say, Zman. You missed Zman Tviyah. Now it's 11:45. You finally roll out of bed, whatever you are. I don't know what you were doing last night, but let's assume you were learning all night and somehow you overslept. Okay, now you wake up at 11:45. Should you say Kriya Shema? Clearly you may say Kriya Shema, but should you? So already the Lavush says, you know what? Yochol Krosi, you could read it. In other words, it's good to read it, because why not accept Malcha Shamayim upon yourself? Avo Eina Mechoyev. At that point, there's no obligation anymore. She'ena Mekayim is a mitzvah say. You don't get a mitzvah say. However, Yitzias Mitzrayim, the end of the Parsha of Tzitzis and the Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, that says the Mishnah Berurah you should say. So in other words, you wake up at 11:45 for whatever reason, you don't have to repeat Kriya Shema, don't have to say Kriya Shema, you could, and it's a good thing to do, but you're not obligated. But the Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, that you must say. Okay. But what about the Birchas Kriya Shema? It's 11:45, you're past all of Zmanim, should you say the Birchas Kriya Shema? Mishnah Berurah is very clear. You don't. And in fact, it might be a bracha vatala because it's not the proper time. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why is because after this point, you have, he says, the brachos ain't shaychem Kriya Shema. The brachos have nothing to do with Kriya Shema. The brachos are separate brachos that were instituted next to Kriya Shema. You don't say Asher Kedisham Savitzon Likroa Shema. They're just brachos Kriya Shema. Yotzer Or and other Avaraba, but they're not connected to Kriya Shema. So therefore, if you missed the Zman, you could say Zman Tefillah, which is what they're connected to. They're part of Tefillah. So then you can't repeat them because it's a bracha levatala. That is the Mishnah.
When is that? After, right after the third of the day?
After a fourth of the day. So about 10:30, 10:20, I don't know when the time is Zman Tefillah is. You can't repeat the whole davening at that point. No, not at that point. You shouldn't say the davening after a certain point, because now it's already Zman Tefillah. Anything which is not a bracha, you could say, you could just say Tehillim. But the Birchas Kriya Shema, you can't say. Comes along the Be'er Halacha and says, not so fast. One second. He says, there is a Mishkanos Yaakov that holds that if it's a situation of Ones, now, define Ones at your own risk, but let's assume you weren't feeling well. Let's do that. Yes, you weren't feeling well. You had a major headache. You tried to get up. You couldn't get up. You are not feeling well. You have the flus going around. Even though you were vaccinated, you still got the flu, Nebuch, but you should all get vaccinated. But you got Nebuch, now you're not feeling well, and you wake up, it's 11:45. What are you supposed to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishkanos Yaakov says you could rely on the Rambam that says you could say the Birchas Kriya Shema all day, because it is connected to Kriya Shema, and you may say the Birchas Kriya Shema in such a situation at least until Chatzos, and maybe even all day. Perhaps maybe there's even more leniencies about that case. So that is opinion number one after the simple ruling of the Mishnah Berurah. The Beir Halacha clarifies if it's a case of ones, there's room to be lenient. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan and says, absolutely not. He says, no way. He says, the Shita of the Rambam is pushed off from Halacha. We don't pass him like this Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says it goes against the 4 days. He says, the Rambam doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says that if you read Kriya Shema past a certain time, lo hifsid, you don't lose out. Why don't you lose out? Because it's just like reading from the Torah. But the brachos, of course you lose out. You can't just say God's name in vain at a brach at 11:45 in the morning when it's not the proper time. You want to say Tehillim, you want to say that, fine. But once you say Avarab, Yotzer Or with the brach, Baruch Atah Hashem, then you've already messed it up. Opinion number two, the Aruch HaShulchan is, if you miss Zman Tfilah to say these Brachos Kriya Shema, even if it's an Ones, you have no opportunity to make it up. Third opinion is the Shevet Alevi. He says, nah, look, the Rambam, he says, Mishnah Berurah admits that for cases of ones, right? You wake up, you have a headache, you're sick, you have the flu, you wake up at 11:45, what are you supposed to do? So you're allowed to say the Birchas Kriya Shema at 11:45. Okay, but what does that tell me? That tells me that, look, if you happen to say the Birchas Kriya Shema at 11:45, clearly it's not a bracha levatala, because if in a case of ones, you could do it, what does that tell me? Yeah, that Rambam who says you could say Kriya Shema, the Brachos Kriya Shema all day, which we don't paskin like, can't be so wrong. And in fact, he says Shulchan Aruch doesn't ever say the word bracha v'atala. He says you shouldn't say the brachos. But what happens if you do say the brachos? Do you get dinged for saying God's name in vain? He says, not really. He says, Im kein shuv enuk v'am mishnoik kein. Someone does this tieved shechal of din bracha v'atala. He says, I wouldn't call it a bracha v'atala. So he's not going and saying you should all wake up at 11:45 and say the Birchas Kriya Shema. But if you happen to say 11:45, the Birchas Kriya Shema, and you weren't ones, you know, you were out partying last night, not an ones at all. You could have gotten up and you decided, yeah, I'm not getting out of bed at 8 o'clock. And you turn, roll over, there's no ones there at all. 11:45, you finally roll out of bed and you feel a little bit bad. Yeah, maybe I should say Kriya Shema. So says the Shevet Alevi, look, you probably shouldn't say the Birchas Kriya Shema at that point. You can say Kriya Shema, but if you do, it's not a bracha v'atala. Okay, and that's our Reb Shlomo Zalman and Arbach Paskins as well. So these three opinions, how to Paskin again, it seems to be a machlokas. Best is to make Zman Kriya Shema. Final 1.5 points over here. What about women? Do women get the same issue? Women are busy with a million other things, not like men, you know. It was at a Shabbos meal on Shabbos, and people were saying, who helps in the morning? And all the few people there, all the men said, of course, they would do nothing to help in the morning. And the women are saying, of course, they're the ones who solely get all the kids out in the morning. So, okay, I don't know if it's supposed to be like that, but definitely in my house, that's the way it is. And I'm sure in many other people's houses, the woman takes the brunt of it. So if that's the case, so does she have to say Zman Kriya Shema? Does she have to say Kriya Shema with the brachos by 10:15 or whatever the Zman is? So already we say that b'di'eved, a woman has this heter as well to say it up until Chatzos. That's what Rabbi Yashiv says. Certainly in a case of ones, taking care of children for a woman, for sure, certain cases of ones, I would imagine. And therefore, she can say it later on as well. Final point. Okay, what about the last issue? Comes along from Sternbach and says something insane, unbelievable. You hear this, it's going to pachad for you unless you daven at a shkamer minyan Shabbos morning like I do. So if you're davening at a 9 o'clock minyan and you're going to miss Zman Kriya Shema, yeah? And you're very frum. You said Kriya Shema beforehand. I'm very frum. I said it with a tnai at 6 o'clock when I woke up. Fine. Now it's 10:15 and they finally get up to Kriya Shema and you're well past Zman Kriya Shema. You're well past maybe in Zman Tefillah, but it doesn't make a difference. What should you be thinking during davening? Yeah? What are you asking me? It was a dumb question. I'm thinking I'm a very frum yid. I'm having in mind Kriya Shema. Okay, I said Kriya Shema before, but now I'm davening with a minion. I'm saying the brach, because I'm having Zman Kriya Shema. Says the Chafetz Chaim, quoted by Rav Shlomo Bloch, cited in Rav Sternbach, he heard that the Chafetz Chaim remarked that if you're saying Kriya Shema at that point, and you have in mind to be Yotzei Kriya Shema, and it's 10:45 after Zman, over Babal Tosif. He says you violate Baal Tos if you're adding on to the mitzvahs. He says v'yeshui zar mizem od. You have to be very careful. Sharabim nichshom b'zeh. You daven at 9 o'clock, meaning Shabbos morning. 50% of the year, you're going to miss man kriyas shma with the minyan. And he says if you have in mind, to say v'tzorach lechavin ledya, you have to have in mind specifically shalal atzeis. Not to have in mind to be Yotzei. He says, otherwise, he says, Im Kori Lacher Zman Lahazrokach. He says, the Rish make an announcement, just like they make an announcement every young Israel, we make an announcement Friday night, if it's going to miss Zman Kriyashma at the main shul, you should say Zman Kriyashma before, you should say Kriyashma before you come to shul. And you should also make an announcement now at part two, when you get to shul and you say Kriyashma, have in mind not to be Yosef. Go tell Agabe to announce that. He'll be thrown off the platform. Says Rav Sternbach, that is the proper halacha. Best eitz is to daven in a minyan that makes Zman Kriyashma. Shkoyach.